senior Mason and junior Parker, as they are both capable of taking over a game, both inside and outside. Now, the Pirates do have a strong inside presence with junior Evan Smoglinski. Ball control, no turnovers, no fouls. That's going to be, I think, the biggest key for the Pirates tonight.
When we return, we'll have a tale of the tape between the Sandusky Redskins and the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
It's like a second Christmas. Tax season comes around, most of us already have planned what we're going to do with it. Maybe pay off an old debt or get some new toys. But what about updating that kitchen you've been talking about? Or some new cabinets for the bathroom? Let D&M Cabinet Shop help you create something special. Take your hard-earned dollars and put it into an investment that will last.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Prairie Road.
Sandusky's season is either all or nothings to this point. They lost two, win four, lose five, win three. That's the pattern for the red and black entering tonight through 14 games and a 7-7 record. They haven't had a game in 14 days because of weather, dating back to January 25th when they defeated Memphis at home by 11 points. In divisional play, Sandusky's defense actually gets better on the road by 6.5 points.
Yeah. Some teams are really predictable. That's uncanny. I mean, currently they are on a three-game win streak, all right? And usually what the bunches have come in were four, is that right?
Yeah.
And so that does not really bode too well for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Sandusky is currently on a three-game win streak, Ubley, Brown City, and Memphis. They're on the road again on Wednesday when they have to make up a game at KPAC, and then home against Marlette a week from tonight. They finish the season at Ubley and then home against Brown City.
Like I said, anything can happen. Sandusky is 4-3 at home, and they, of course, they have Marlette and Brown City at home, and they're 3-3 on the road, which, of course, tonight game, and also KPAC and Ubley on the road.
The Pirate voyage has been an uneasy one for Captain Ron and his crew of swashbucklers. Just two losses since New Year's for Harbor Beach and six wins, but the Pirates play better on the road than at home. They're 6-1 in away games this season, and just 2-5 when they play in Harbor Beach.
And that is the problem. The Pirates are going to need to solve that pronto. I mean, I think 7-3 might take the GTC East Championship.
Currently, they're on a two-game win streak and winning three of their last four games. In Harbor Beach's final six games of the season, four of them are at home, including tonight, which is two on the road, one of which is a non-divisional game at Cass City this coming Friday, and then Memphis in the last game of the regular season.
At this point, they're all trap games at home. Sandusky, Memphis, KPAC, of course, is going to be a week that we're going to have on WLAW. This is going to be a great game to do. And, of course, the finale at Memphis is no gimme, is because the Yellow Jackets are talented. They just have problems finishing.
And Harbor Beach plays Memphis twice in a day in 4 days.
Two trap games.
That's a trap game after a trap game there. It's time for a short break. We'll return in 3 minutes with our crystal ball forecast and our starting lineups right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
What's that? But were you just saying you need a switch to the talk of the thumb?
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the thumb.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back, because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups propane program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, the standings are Clark Ramsey 3, Las Vegas 2, John Mooney 1. So that means I get to go first tonight. Las Vegas has Harbor Beach favored by 3.5 points, and I'm taking Harbor Beach by 6.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Harbor Beach by 5.
Harbor Beach by 5, okay. Both in the books, of course, WMIC, Sandusky Radio's here as well. And let's now meet our starting lineups for both squads. We'll start with the Sandusky Redskins. They're coached by Tristan Pennington. Number 0 is sophomore Matt Carlson. Number 5, a senior, Jack Sheridan. Number 22, a senior, Trenton Lee. Number 24, sophomore Zach Franzel. And number 34, junior Tyler Nelson for the Harbor Beach Pirates. A 5'11 junior, number 5, Devin Puff. Number 12, a 6-foot junior, Michael Anderson. Number 14, one of the main cogs of this team, a 6'2 senior, Mason Yan. His younger brother, 6'3 junior, number 24, Parker Yan. And the big man down low, third year on his varsity, 6'6 junior, number 54, Evan Spagunski. Your officials tonight, Ken Marsko of Lakeport, David Wood of Jetto, and John Libka, three-man crew tonight. And the JV game, a little bit more of a slow whistle. It was a little bit of a lopsided game, so we'll see how that fares well or poorly for both teams here in this varsity action. It's Harbor Beach in their home white uniforms, orange numbers, black outline, Harbor Beach across their chests. For Sandusky, they are in new black uniforms, white edges and red stripes down the sides. Sandusky in red across their chest, white numbers with red outline. That's a John Mooney approved jersey there, right?
It is absolutely beautiful. My congratulations to the athletic director at Sandusky.